All right, listen, I'm not going to lie to you. Today's show is being sponsored by CISO. And, you know, you don't need me to read. Can I be honest? I don't mean to be disrespectful. Some of these other podcasts, I hear them read the copy. Anybody can read copy. Talk to the people. You got their ear. CISO, what is it? The people want to know what it is. You just got to tell them, not by going, talk to people to educate them. You know, everyone's sitting around going, what is CISO? Nick.
It's a streaming service,
but
comedy nerds and comedy lovers.
Now, let me ask you a question. Yeah. There's a reason that this is a successful business plan that they have. What is different? Other people have tried it. They do a shitty job of it, but it's explain it.
Well, it's a streaming service. It's ad-free, unlike Hulu, and it's only $3.99 a month, and you get...
Let's really stop there for a second. Yeah. Unlike Hulu,
$3.99.
Yeah, ads free. That's not a joke. It's not a line. We're not selling choppers, you know, at a convention center. Hey, they slice, they die. That's it. There's no ads. That's it. So unless you go, no, I want ads. I love ads. So I guess you know, I got to be honest with you, and I've never plugged another company. But if you go, I love fucking ads. Go over to Hulu. They'll get you. They'll hook you right up with their goddamn ads.
And
by the way, speaking of that, we're doing an ad in the middle of this show. You shut your mouth.
Pay $3.99, you can skip this.
Okay, don't lie to me.
Oh, yeah.
It's not $3.99. Tell the people how much it really is.
$3.99. Nick, a month.
Okay, you mean a day.
No, I mean a month.
$3.99 a month.
$3.99 a month.
You know that's less than $4.
That's less than a dollar a week.
Shut up. All right, what else is CISO? CISO. Can I tell you the truth? And don't 15-second forward. These are the people that are kind enough. It's a privilege when somebody says, hey, Todd, tell your audience about something we think is special. And there's people at CISO, yeah, they think they have something that you're going to like. Will you read about that on your show? Of course I will. And I ask you as the listener to not 15-second forward these kind people who are willing to say, hey, you know what your audience gets for free? If you talk about something that we believe in on your show, well, we'll give you a little money and we'll help pay for a lot of the bells and the whistles down there. I don't know, when I see CISO copy, you know what I think?
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching. And I want you to think cha-ching. Wait, is this usable? Well, no, it is. It's true. Wait a second. You're making me feel like I'm saying something wrong. We get money.
It is cha-ching, and you save money at only $3.99 a month.
No, we get money from reading these ads. We're not. No one's lying about that. By the way, one time I didn't want to do an ad, and they didn't make me. It was one thing they put in front of me. It wasn't a big deal, but I asked Chris Hardwick. I said, do I have to do it? He goes, no. If we ever put an ad in front of you, you don't have to do it. And of course not. But so if I'm reading this copy, it means that, I like what they have to offer. And I'm sick of hiding it.
Well, unlike Hulu, they don't only have the most modern episodes of Saturday Night Live. They have all 40 seasons of Saturday Night Live.
Hey, can I tell you something? This is how a company progresses. All of a sudden, the other companies are like, oh, we don't have to do that. Yeah, that's why CISO is...
Yeah, all of it.
Shut up. It's ridiculous. It's like too good to be true.
The entire Monty Python library?
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up. I just said shut up.
If you're not...
Parks and Rec?
Both versions of The Office. The UK version.
Go fuck yourself. You hear what I just said? This is ridiculous. No, I say that because, to be honest with you, it sounds too good to be true, and I don't like being punked. And what you're saying, is this true?
Do I look like Ashton Kutcher?
No. If I turn the lights out and throw mud on your face.
Oh, thank you.
A little comedy right in the middle of a CISO ad. Ba-dum-bum, ba-dum, ba-dum-bum, ba-dum-bum. Finish up.
Well, they also have new series from Upright Citizens Brigade, Cameron Esposito, Dan Harmon, Scott Moran, and even Jonah Ray.
Get the fuck out of here! God damn it, who's 15-second forwarding this? I'll kill you.
CISO for yourself.
Oh, watch your mouth. Say it again.
CISO for yourself.
Hey, I said oh, watch your mouth. CISO for yourself. Is that really on the copy?
CISO for yourself.
CISO for yourself. You'll CISO yourself. You'll see and see you. CISO for yourself. CISO. You're going to like things about it. Well, had that jingle down right to the very end. Well, this was our cold opening. Well, first, thank you.
Welcome, new listeners, to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd. If he says potato salad or swear to God. Those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started. The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality. You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
You're listening to the Michael Calhoun Show with Todd Glass and Jake Adams and Aristotle. Oh my God, it never gets old. Michael Calhoun's freaking out right now. Sure he is.
Papa! The Todd Glass Show is bringing me so much joy. I don't know what to do with it, Papa. I've never been so happy my entire life. Ha, ha, ha. Just like I brought you and your family from Poland. I think you should go out and take that extra joy that you have, son, and bring happiness to the whole world. Ha, Papa, with the love that I feel inside of me from the Todd Glass Show, me, Michael Calhoun, I could energize the whole world and have bright lights 24 hours a day. Eventually making people sick because everyone needs to sleep. But what the fuck? But anyway, Papa, I think you're right.
So anyway, I want to say hello. As you heard the opening song, it said that this is being done from my phone. The opening of the show, I always don't forget, there could be a first-time listener. All right, and then someone else goes, yeah, he says that on the opening, on the intro. Yes, these are into my phone that I throw to a professional show. So that's what I'm doing right now. Okay, here we go. So I do want to say this. Nick, you doing all right?
Yeah.
Today on the show, I thought it was fun. I called somebody from, I say this, I'm going to say this because it's hard for me to read. But I know where I called him from. I called somebody from the Nighttime Foam Corner today, which I know is the face group dedicated to listeners of the Todd Glass Show. And I know that Foam Corner, it's in honor of Harris Whittles, but I'm not sure why. But I know, I think today is the one-year anniversary of his death. So I wanted to bring that up because you need to hear that. To get you sick and nauseous for the whole rest of the day. Harris would laugh, shut the fuck up. But it was, and I didn't realize it until like an hour before I started recording this. It's like, wow, it's been a year. So it's good to mention people. People, you know, he's still, is he still dead?
I think so.
You never know. I ask because you never know. So let's send good energy out to his mom, and well, anybody that knew him, right? It's just so final. Death, boom, done. So we're gonna be nice to each other. The fuck, I'm sick of your shit. And that's a spicy joke. That's what Harris Whittles used to do after one of his jokes. It made me laugh so hard. Out of nowhere, you don't think he would do it. He tells a joke and he goes, now that's a spicy joke. Anyway, I hope you're happy because it's your fault what happened. All right, listen. So there's that. And then, so I called somebody from that group. I called, his name is Jake. And I called him. And we had met, me and Chris Burton had met him when we did shows in Bloomington at the Comedy Attic. We met Jake. He came to three shows. So, but then I called him on today's show. So, and he was great. He was great. So there's that. And I think that's it. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think we nailed it.
You sure? Anything else?
No.
No? Nick? I want to give the opportunity to say whatever you want.
My mom's a whore.
Don't ruin the show. Oh, on today's show. I think that's your go-to. My mom's a whore. You know what, your mom, I hope she's doing that bit with her friends. Well, how do we know moms don't get on the phone with their friends? They just, the joke is, my son's a loser. Why can't mom have like that, the version of that? Anyway, that makes a lot of sense. Bottle it up, sell it as a soda. Now, listen to this. Yes, could you tell that we had to edit two things together, huh? Now. Sure, that's a good place to come in. Aristotle had, I gave him the job that I would never want, to split this show in half. You know why? Because next week we're shooting Camping with Todd. It's going to be real exciting. It's John Doerr's the guest and Eddie Pepitone, and we have a really cool band stopping by to do a fireside performance. We're literally going in to the woods. You know, we're not faking it. And John Doerr and Eddie Pepitone are going to be the two guests, and then a fireside performance, which I can't say who yet. Right, just around the fire. We're sleeping in the woods, in tents. You know, the nice part, it's all going to be done for everybody. We're just going to enjoy the woods without the bullshit setting it up part. Anyway, so I let Aristotle split the show. It's really, we're taking one show and splitting it. Yes, I'm aware. Well, that's what happens when you do long shows regularly. Then you go to split it. You're like, really, that's just one show split. I know. That's why I'm doing this part. It fluffs it up. I'm not going to lie. What I'm doing right now, you take a podcast that maybe it's an hour and a half. You fluff it up. You talk a little bit here. You talk a little bit there. You fluff it up. You fluff it. You figure it out. It's an old trick. It's all bull anyway. You got one podcast. You fluff it up. Yeah, you stretch it out. Oh, wait, the podcast is now an hour and 38 minutes. Fluff it up. Fluff it up. Fluff it up. It's not a lot. You have background noise. Most people, to be honest, they're in the other room cooking.
Two people talking over each other.
No one's listening.
Nobody's really listening.
Because they're in the kitchen cooking. This is what they hear. They hear, oh, noise, the background. It feels good. It's comforting.
It's whatever.
It's on. They don't really, they're not, no one's going to even notice we're doing it now. They just hear Todd. They hear Nick. They think, oh, I bet he's doing that bit where he goes, blah, 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 blah. They don't even realize that it's not a bit. They're just in the kitchen. Oh, guess what? Or they're out in the yard. Yeah, they're out in the yard. They're pruning the hedges. And they hear this in the background. They hear Todd. They hear Nick. It's ambient. It drowns out life's problems. They hear the word Michael Calhoun. Everybody, Michael Calhoun. Michael Calhoun, egg shaker. Oh, funny story. People in the background, you just put in some keywords. Keywords. Sure. Oh, that's right. Oh, and by the way, imagine in our studio what it's like right now. They hear that in the background. They think, oh, that sounds a typical Todd show. Bam, 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 bam. Oh, JJ. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, isn't he great? JJ Kirkpatrick, everybody. Oh, I just gave a blackout. So that's the trick right there. By the way, what if that really works? Someone heard that, they go, I didn't even know that was a joke last week. Someone said, did you hear the part for 10 minutes where Todd and Nick? And they're like, it actually worked. I was cooking in the kitchen. You're right. I just hear it. What if we put out a podcast on a loop reel for people to listen to 24 hours a day? And that's basically what it would be. Anyway, I got no ideas. I'm done. Okay? Okay? Jake was so happy when we called. Jake, it's Todd. What are you doing? Seriously, is everything okay? Jake, seriously, is everything okay? Hey, Duncan in Tempe, I'm reaching out to all the listeners. You know, my niece Katie said she listens to the show. I don't believe her. Hey, Katie, if you listen to the show, call me, you dumb fuck. She'll call me, Uncle Todd, I heard that. She's 12. You're not paying attention, and you would have laughed at that. Now, God damn it. Oh, my God. Now my batteries flew all over the place. That's what you get when you... God damn it. I hope I didn't break this flashlight. So a lot of people think this is stretching out the show, and that's not what I'm trying to do.
It's not. Too much is bad.
Because
out.
Once people know.
They just think it's fluff.
Right, exactly.
Like
then you just sound like in the background. Oh, our 12th caller, pick up the phone. Oh, yeah, background noise. Okay.
Next caller. All right.
Listen, folks, don't get mad. We're really not trying to fluff out the show, but I didn't want to end the show until I got these batteries working for my flashlight, so I'm just talking until I screw it. There it goes. It works. Okay, we can start the show. I had batteries. I put them in wrong. I put them in right. Then finally I figured out my flashlight's working. And you know why my flashlight broke? Because when I did my joke about, my niece, I said, oh, my niece, Katie, you know, she'll call me, Uncle Todd, I heard you. Oh, I call her, call me. You know what I did. This is a horrible opening. It's like the show's already confusing enough. I don't need to come on and do a preamble of bullshit. But I guess the true people that love me accept me for who I am in my long rants. I am sorry that sometimes I get a little wordy. But if that's the worst thing, hey, Nick, jump in any time and defend me, you dumb fuck. He doesn't care.
You want to fluff this out?
No, I think this is starting to sound disgusting, fluffing it out. Stretch it out. Ugh. You know what? Let me just start the show. Nothing's happening right. God bless you, everybody. God bless America. And God bless the brave people that put together my show every week. Seriously. All right, and we're going to start the show. So Jake is very excited right now. He's in Ohio. He's jumping up and down on a trampoline going, wee, the Todd Glass Show mentioned me. Wee. Running up to people in Starbucks, punching them in their face. Why'd you punch me in my face? Because Todd Glass mentioned me on his show today. Then he goes right over to that web. He goes right over to the foam corner. He's like, yo, I guess you heard Todd mention me today. That's cool. Whatever. Ah. Yeah. All right, everybody. Enjoy the show. You're great. I love you. I do. There. Do I have to be embarrassed to say that? That's right. Don't get me started. I do give a shit. I do. Shut the fuck up. Don't fight it. See, don't be a naysayer. Oh, shut up. It's a bit. It's not a bit. I want you to be happy. I do. And I'm fucking sick of arguing. Now you start being happy. I have a new type of therapy I do for people. I yell happy. You're going to be happy or I'm going to punch you in your fucking face. You deserve to be happy. I'll come over there. Don't make me come over there. Can't come right over there.
I'm going to come right over there. I'm going to suck you right in the jaw.
I'm going to come right over there. Tell me, they say, come on over here. That's two people that aren't going to fight.
What do you want?
Two people. Two people that. No, two.
Graveyard or the hospital?
Two people that aren't going to fight. Yeah, come on over here. I'll fight you.
Yeah, no, you get them over here.
Nah, I ain't coming over there. You ain't worth it.
I respect you enough to walk over here.
Yeah, you think I give a shit? You think I give a shit? You come over here and I'll fight you.
I got more important things to do.
Nah, so do I. I shouldn't even.
I ain't even going to waste my energy.
By the way, we submitted that to SNL and they didn't accept it. Those fucks. Enjoy the show, everybody. Mwah!
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hello?
Jake, how you doing?
Oh, hey, what's up, Todd?
Listen, you're the 15th caller.
Oh, well, I win.
Hey, let's see how good Jake is. Let's not fuck around. This is Jake. What's your last name, Jake? We're calling a listener. It's a cold opening, everybody. What's your last name, Jake?
Dostal.
Okay, cool. I didn't know if I heard it, but I liked it. Jake came to see me in the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, and we hung out. And so I wanted to call him and tell him that he won a brand new 2016 Jeep Wrangler steering wheel cover.
Yay! Wait, cover? Serial cover?
Yeah, huh, huh, huh. Let's see how well Jake knows his shit. Then this is a cold opening. No pressure, Jake. Hey, I flew first class yesterday, and I...
Maybe he didn't hear.
Jake, can you hear me?
Oh, you flew first class, did you? Oh, you're pretty fancy. Oh. What are you, rich?
That's the most to the point that's ever been. What are you, rich?
What are you, rich? That's a guy who, that's the most aggressive guy in that bit.
Yeah,
what are you, rich? Ah, excuse me.
Oh.
Ah.
Oh, you got tons of money.
Ah, pardon me.
So I should go fuck myself.
I'll go fuck myself.
Like, I can't even afford to go fuck myself.
Hey, Doug Glass flies first class, asshole. Meanwhile, my neighbors are calling the police. Anyway, that's how you do a cold opening. Jake, I'll give you the final word, and then we're going to start this show.
Pussy.
It's the Todd Glass Show, everybody. Oh, my God. Let's put it through the house.
There's a barn.
What? Shut up.
A barn. Only funny people go there.
Shut up.
And
what
they
the
do
fuck?
A little show.
Come
there.
On, this is ridiculous. Shut up, it's exciting every week. Wow.
Dancing.
Shut the fuck
and
up.
A lot of podcast people.
This is fun every week.
With the bells and whistles, the bubbles, lights, and smoke.
Wow.
When they hear Todd Glass do the intro, everybody's ready for the show. They want to hear their favorite guests do the bits they love the best. Then they hear a rumble on the drums.
Bum, 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 bum.
When that happy moment.
It's the Todd Glass Show. Shut the fuck up.
All the
come on, don't act like you're not sitting in your house all freaking out.
Four
it's fun
around,
for you, too.
Hear them
listen
say,
to the goddamn music. Hey, hey. Shut up, I got the whole room going nuts here with lighting. Look at the surroundings. This is a... Here we go, take it home.
La, 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 la,
is there echo? Back to doing the show.
What a rousing success.
It's not that easy doing this. You know, I got a lot of bells and whistles. Okay, let me get the room set up right again. How you doing, Jake?
I'm good. How are you, Todd?
Seriously, to George Carlin, I'm so happy you're here.
I'm happy to be here.
I really am. Tom Martin was going to do the show today, and I called him. And you know what? I'm so glad when people take me up on this.
Uh-huh.
I just smelled it. He has a lot on his mind. I said,
he's
Tom,
tired.
You might think, Todd says don't worry about it, but time I couldn't do it. Tom, you could do it four more times.
Yeah.
You know the advantage of you canceling on me last minute? That I know every time you're here, it's because you're in a good headspace.
Yeah.
He goes... And you could tell he was like, you know what? If you get somebody, if you don't call me right back, I'll be there and I'll love it. But I go, no, I want you to be, I want people here when they're not, when they have nothing in their, you know, when they have a clean head.
Yeah.
And even when today, so I called Jake. I'm like, is there any way you could do it tonight? You're like, yeah. And I said, by the way, Jake, you said yes right away. And
I
said, by the way, if you can do it, I'm thrilled. But just so you know, if you can or you go, you know what? I'd rather, I texted it just like that.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, I'm totally into it.
No, it couldn't have been a more perfect time to do it.
Cleans my head.
There was one thing.
What did I do wrong?
Well, no, I me accepting, you did nothing wrong.
Okay.
But I did, me being here, there was one condition, and I don't want this to be an imposition on you.
I love it already.
And I just want to apologize, but I have to say this.
What?
Jen Kirkman's book, I Know What I'm Doing, and Other Lies I Tell Myself, Dispatches from a Life Under Construction, is out April 12th. You can pre-order it now on Amazon.
Wow. Yeah, you know what? If we're going to do Jen Kirkman right, let's fucking do it right! Come on! We're going to do it all over again!
March 20th at the Classic in New Zealand. March 22nd at the Sydney Comedy Store.
I want 50 bucks for this.
April 15th at the Bell House in Brooklyn.
She's not looking forward to that one, just so you know.
And April 16th in Washington, D.C.
I'm sure that, they appreciate that.
Yeah, that show
one she's looking forward to.
Jen Kirkman's made for touring. That's just what she'll do.
Real little reverb.
One of these days, Jen Kirkman's coming to a town near you.
What if I thought I could just say anything? Take it away, Joe. I want more goddamn dates. Don't fuck around anymore. I'm sick of your shit. Come on.
April 22nd at the North Door in Austin.
That's right. Sing it better.
April 23rd in Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago.
My kind of town.
It is.
April 24th.
You should write that a song.
It wouldn't work.
I'm positive it wouldn't work, and I'm never fucking wrong.
You know, Jen's at home listening to this. Like, you're talking over my dates.
Pause it. Oh, Garrett. You know what? I thought about that.
Yeah. You missed a couple
She's
of my fucking
so
dates.
She's so ungrateful. And that's what you're trying to tell me. I really didn't do it wrong. Let's finish the song. Because you know she would.
That's just what she'll do.
One of these days she's gonna.
One of these days Jen Kirkman's gonna come to a town near you.
And another thing, thebitterbuddha.com. So sorry.
Buy Bitter Buddha. Don't fuck around. Come on in.
April 30th at the Hollywood Theater in Portland.
Commercials with In Her Too.
That's the show. That
never not funny.
Win to. May 5th at the Brava in San Francisco. So buy your book and have Jen sign it there.
Last time I saw Jen, she goes, can I touch your poo-poo?
Because Jen Kirkman's made for touring. And that's just what she'll
do. What does that even mean?
And one of these days, Jen Kirkman's coming to a town near you.
Remember last week, Jen? I want everyone to picture.
And you don't need to tweet at her and ask her when she's coming to your town. Yeah. Chances are she was already there, and she'll come back in the future.
Sounds like she's yelling at everybody.
Use the internet, people. Take it away, J.J. Kirkpatrick.
Ba 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 ba. But he's not here. I have to do it. No one will know. Ba 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 ba.
It sounds identical. No one will suspect the thing. No, they wouldn't.
Bah, 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 bah.
Yeah. Bah. In fact, you're so I'm good better. At it, you might be better at it than Jay.
No, are you just saying that?
I'm not just saying that.
We went through this before. I feel like you're just for some reason trying to.
No, I have a very tuned ear.
Can you pull up some trumpet music? Just pull up anything if we have any. Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
Before I go any further, nice and slow. Stop. Let me say who's here. Okay. So anyway, Chris is here, and then her name is Mary.
Uh-huh.
And then Nick goes, you know, I really like him. He's comfortable to be around. He's got a good energy. I'm like, I know. And then he starts telling about his wife. We already like him. He's like, she wants to be a zoologist. I'm like, what, are you joking around here?
Yeah, that's the most interesting thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. And now that's what his wife is doing. Yeah. So now what am I, a fucking idiot?
Yeah.
I feel like he's telling me to go fuck myself with his great life.
Because his wife is like.
What am I? I don't have anybody.
It's like my wife's a rocket scientist.
Thank you.
That's what.
What
it
does
is.
Your wife do?
Yeah.
Husband or anything? Oh my, you know. He goes. Oh my. Oh yeah, we met.
Can I ask you guys? Do you think you're better than Todd? Is that what it is?
What do you mean by better than?
That's a fair question.
Her name's Mary.
Mary.
Her name's Mary.
Do you think you're better than Todd? That's nice. They're nice.
That's why we wrote this song for her.
But there's something about Mary that they don't know.
What?
Mary.
She's a zoologist. That's what they don't
there's
know.
There's just something I know, about
and,
Mary.
And he's going to mention that in the song right now.
Let's keep answering what it is. She's a zoologist.
They don't know.
Oh, she's a zoologist.
I happen to know she's a zoologist.
There's just something about Mary.
And it's not just Mary, it's also Chris. He's comfortable in his own skin.
Right. And she's a zoologist.
There's just something about Mary.
It might be the fact that she's a zoologist.
Yeah, I don't know if you're listening.
About Mary.
Yes, there is. It's not like there's something. It's just something most people don't know. She's a zoologist.
Mary.
Yeah, I know Mary. Yes, she's a Zoomer.
There's just something about Mary.
Will you tell?
Look, there's something
hey,
about
open your
Mary
fucking ears, guy.
She's a zoologist.
All right, I didn't know.
This guy stopped singing and he addresses
I'm
you.
I'm so sorry, I didn't know.
I didn't know you're a zoologist.
I've been writing the song all day. I didn't have time to get all the details. I'm so sorry, Todd.
Can I give you, how do you be that? I don't want to make it sound like I need marijuana to be silly, because guess what? The majority of my life, genuinely, I don't smoke marijuana. Yeah. And I have a really good time when I'm not high. It's a treat that I fucking love. And it's usually during this podcast and a few other nights. But my point is, yeah, I can be silly without it. That was the whole setup.
Yeah.
Sometimes you are... When I know there's listeners thinking the same thing, maybe, but like sometimes I'll think he's got to be fucking high.
What's that dude smoking?
No, I don't. I think you.
No,
have
they're
to
there. I know. I think.
If, let me tell you something. This here's what would happen if the word got out, and it was good. People didn't care. You know, Jake was clean for 10 years. But he smoked pot.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I fucking knew it. That motherfucker sat in the garage and I was across from him. And I go, you seem like you're high when you're not. He went, thank you. That's a big compliment. That motherfucker was high.
Yeah.
That's all you did.
Yeah.
But you just smoked, but you didn't want anyone to know because they'd worry about you. And they didn't need to worry because it ended up you were able to do. And then that's how, what I think you're like. I would think, I knew it. But I know that's not true.
Yeah, obviously. I never liked pot. Really.
Either do I. I want to be like, no. I'm tired of being myself. And I don't want you to think I'm doing it facetiously, but now, whatever you say, I'm going to go, if you don't mind, if you do mind, tell me. I'm going to go, that's what I felt.
No,
Can we practice like a conversation if we were in front of other people? Because I think people like you, and I would think if I agreed with you, they'd be like, oh, this Todd Glass guy seems like a good guy too. So let's say we're out and you're talking at the improv or just hanging out. Mm-hmm. This is what I think I'm going to do.
Okay. So, I never really smoked pot.
I didn't either.
Yeah. What I like to do is I like shoplifting.
I would shoplift. Oh, my God. Are you serious?
And I know
Nick shoplifts.
You throw him under the bus immediately.
No, we all talk about it. Oh, my God. You're so at home.
Oh, you guys talk about it?
Well, yeah. It's
what I like to do, I like to bottle my feelings and just never share. That's
hello. Hello. That's what I do. I bottle my feelings.
Really?
I think that's why I throw up.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what I like to do? I like to throw up after I eat.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm not even joking around. I like to throw up after I eat. Are you kidding me? Did someone set you up?
No.
Oh, we're so close.
But my favorite thing that I like to do is have somebody set
me up. Oh, my God.
Up.
I love the same thing. I don't even listen for you to finish. Yeah, that's how bad it gets. Like when they eat cake on a TV show. It's at their lips. Oh, it's good. You didn't even get it down your throat yet. Stop acting like the dish is good. You gotta play like 8 seconds. You can't just...
Well, they have 20... How much do they have time in these TV shows?
They don't,
21,
right.
22 minutes. They're saving time. They don't have time. They gotta get to the next...
Here's them. Oh, it's delicious. Fork hits the lip. Oh, God. It's so good. Really? Because it's not past your lips, you fucking liar. You fucking bullshit liar.
You're yelling at like an old episode of Perfect Strangers or something. Like, fuck you, Balky! You didn't even taste it! And that's like this afternoon. It's not like back in the day. Like, you actually like go seek out an old episode of Perfect Strangers and put it on today. I'm just talking about what Todd does.
I was thinking more like the talk shows that do it. Like,
oh,
you know,
like a
morning
show.
Yeah, like a chef show or a morning show. Oh, we're going to teach everyone how to make Raspberry Jubilee.
Oh, right.
And then they go, oh, shut up. That's what I do.
That's also always a sham, too, because they're like, because it takes time to cook a thing, but they don't have time in those segments. So they do this fake thing of like, we're going to pour a couple of the ingredients. And, oh, look, it's done.
Yeah.
And like, you know, and I don't buy it. I don't like fraud. It's fraud.
Hey, I got a text, if you don't mind, from one of my celebrity friends.
Oh.
Do you count Alan Strickland Williams is. I know he's done some TV stuff.
I love Alan Strickland Williams.
Okay, cool. So he's a celebrity. Well, it's Alan Strickland Williams.
What is Alan saying?
Wow. Okay. He goes, shit. My friend Jake. He goes, could you call me back? I think I could do a better job and edit it in. He's kidding.
Right. Yeah.
The guy that we called.
Oh, the guy.
He's in the hospital, so I hope you feel like an idiot. You didn't do anything wrong. You didn't know.
Wait,
right
Alan Strickland Williams is in the hospital?
Alan Strickland Williams is in the hospital. He hit by a bus last night, stealing, running out of Target.
To George Carlin, Billy Eichner. Did you hear about this?
Is it bad?
I'm sort of like, I always used to use the phrase, they got hit by a truck. Like, oh, God, I hope they don't get hit by a truck.
Yeah.
He got hit by a truck. He's fine. Let me preface this with he's fine.
Hey,
but he's,
can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed.
What?
The ratings have been slipping. Can you say that again? We'll throw in a dramatic sound. Like, can we all act like it was just a little...
Well, I
it
just
was funny,
be clear,
but let's
but
really laugh
is it,
this time.
Is it But it's for ratings, right? Like this.
I swear to God, I'm going to edit this out.
Okay.
That's a funny joke. You go, he literally got hit by a truck. And I think if we play a sound effect, we'll all laugh because he was so quick with
the sound effect. Okay, what kind of sound effect? Is it like a dramatic sting? Or is it, because if it's a rim shot, I feel like that's
No, that's disrespectful. That's disrespectful. It's more like, I think you trust us. If you don't like it, we'll edit it.
No, I trust the process.
And I hate to ask you to this. It's so funny. But could you just, can we all laugh? Like,
right.
It was real. Like, oh, Nick played the sound effect.
Right.
Okay, so here we go. Right. We'll take this all out.
Back to one?
They'll take this all out, I swear to God.
Back to one?
You know, swear to God doesn't mean swear to God. Okay. I want to make sure the zoologist over there does not go, funny, they swear to God, I'm a zoologist. You think I know two or three things. But we're going to talk to. I asked her before she came in, do you mind talking about it? And she was like, I was like, you know what? I'll ask you. You'll repeat it to Chris. He'll yell it out to us.
This is great because you've been trying to do Ask a Zoologist on this show for years.
You've been talking about that segment. Me.
No, this is true. Todd,
we're not going to make you. I feel bad over looking over. She's like, no.
I mean, we're not going to make you do it. But I do want to say that Todd has for years, he's texted me, how can I do a segment Ask a Zoologist?
Do you know my
thing?
But
it's fine. We're not gonna bother you.
To George Carlin, this is true.
Uh-huh.
If I could get this for free, I would want it. I don't know if I'd ever get to do it. But yes, I would want to do it. This is a joke from ACT. Well, it's not really a joke from ACT. It's something I tell that's true in my ACT. So you don't feel as bad as like, it's not like there's, it's just the truth and I tell it. It happens to be absurd. But I do feel that way. If I could do this for free, or if somebody, if I had Bill Gates money and it took, probably with Bill Gates money, I'd get to do this. As ridiculous as this is, it's worth looking at it like, yeah, if you were eccentric and this is something you want to do, and you're Bill Gates, yes, Bill Gates would have this happen. And here's what it is. To give the zoo like $1 million or $2 million, whatever they need.
Mm-hmm.
And when an animal is already going under anesthesia, already, mm-hmm. when it's coming out of anesthesia, like when it's, they know every single second when that animal is safe to have other people in the cage or the hands in the mouth. I would say at 30%, they know exactly where he is with his alertness.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably, I'm guessing, the last time it's absolutely safe. Is it safe at 33? Yeah, 34, even 40. But 30, they don't fuck around. That's right. When I want to be in the cage with the lion when it's 30% aware, mushing its fucking face, aww, squeezing its belly, biting it.
Yeah.
Taking its tongue and like going, oh, you're so cute, squeezing its face. How fucking fun would that be?
It's fun.
She said we can do it. No, I heard her.
I heard her too.
No, liar. We go right. She said it. I heard her. Did you hear her?
We show up at your office. Yeah. Like, no, but she said it was okay.
No, I heard her say it. No.
Nah, I don't. We were
everybody
recording
from the podcast.
At the time. Yeah.
Everybody from the podcast show up at the LA Zoo. No. Hopefully, I don't have a lunatic listener. I'm going to do that. Drive over there.
No,
and
I don't.
Everybody's smart that listens to the show.
That is true. Anyway, dramatic. You wanted a dramatic sting.
Oh, do you mind?
No, that's fine. That's fine. I feel
worse asking everyone to laugh. But picture if Nick really did play that sting out of the blue, I think we would all laugh because it's just the absurd timing.
Yeah, this absurd timing.
Yeah, the surprise
of it.
So laugh. But don't overdo the laugh.
Right.
But just, you know, just an honest laugh, not a parody of a laugh. I don't want people to think it's fake.
All right.
Okay, so here
we'll
go.
So
we'll just go in clean.
We'll go in clean.
Okay.
And, you know, people say you get hit by a truck. You're not going to believe it. You know, Billy Eichner.
What?
He's fine. Let me just preface.
Oh, cool.
He's fine.
Cool.
But he got hit by a truck.
What?
Yeah.
No, that wasn't a good one. Let's do the bump, bump, bump.
I thought it was going to be bump, bump,
okay,
bump.
Okay, let's do it. Do the dragnet. Do the dragnet. Yeah. Do it again.
Okay.
By the way, here's Aristotle. I want to make this easy clean. Go way, 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 way back.
Right.
It's just where we were. It seems forced now, but at home, no one knows.
No one will know because this is all
well,
gone.
They don't know. To
gone.
Them, this doesn't represent it. All just resembles is, and let's face it, if you said what you said, he happened to be ready with the right sound effect.
It would have been amazing.
It would have been amazing.
Yeah.
So we're just faking that.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go.
And you know what? It's a long walk, but it's worth it.
It's worth it for the people that listen. And that's all I care about. No, seriously.
This is for the benefit of the listener.
I got a guy like Morgan in Canada. He's 16 years old, listens to the show, writes me the kindest email.
What did Morgan say?
Honestly, like a lot of people, they go through stuff.
Yeah.
And dealing with it, you know, like some people it's depression, other people it's just issues, right?
Yeah.
And then, which I don't know, there might be a running theme with people that listen to this show because I get a lot of emails like that. Maybe I would love if it was the silliness and the absurdity.
Yeah.
But we're not, I hope we're not dicks. You know, no, I know. Oh, I try. I think you can do that. I try to prove that you can be crass and funny because I fucking love crass. But you don't have to be a dick to people. You can still be kind. So I hope. So maybe if it would be pleasing in that way, of course I would fucking love that. But Morgan says he lives in Canada. We have to start a club there for people to listen to the Todd Glass Show. I think it's a great way to meet Morgan. Did I fucking tell you I'd take care of you? Hey, listen, you fuck. You're smiling. You tell me. Hey, tell me he's not fucking smiling right now.
Hey, Morgan, you fucking love every
you
minute of this.
You fucking love. Right, tell him.
You fucking
he's got
love
a, how
you're
hard
fucking,
is he smiling?
You're fucking. You're,
he's
you're
in
grinning ear to ear.
To George Carlin, this person exists. Yeah. You know he's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, they're talking about. Yeah, we're talking about
Morgan.
You right now. You lucky fuck.
Morgan. Hey, I'm Morgan. I'm 16 years old. Get the fuck away from me. I'll do whatever I want. I'm a very. Hey, I'm Morgan.
Hey, I'm Morgan. Go fuck yourself. I'm the best.
Why you gotta tell? Hey, I'm Morgan. Go fuck myself. I mean, go fuck yourself.
Anyway, so he's.
All right, so
he's
I just wanted to talk about that.
Gotcha.
And then we move on.
All right, so
let's do that.
Hold on. Now we just we got the sting ready.
Yeah, and edit that. And that was. Hey, by the way, I hate to break character so much. That story I just told with the thing we just did for Morgan, should we leave that in?
You know what? Cut it out. Fuck him.
Shut up. You know I'm not cutting
it. No.
Fuck him. It's exactly the bit. You took it exactly the opposite way on purpose, and I knew it, and I loved it. Now cut it out. Wow, no. What about Morgan?
He'll be fine.
He'll be fine.
He's,
fuck him.
He's got his whole life.
I'm Morgan.
He's got his whole life ahead of him.
You got your whole life ahead of you, little fuck. Morgan, let me tell you something. You have greatness inside of you. Now, I don't overuse that term. I really don't. So if someone else I ever said it to is like, he said that to me. It's because I fucking meant it.
Yeah.
If you listen to this show and you fucking wrote me an email, yeah, why do I have to say fucking? Because I need to.
Emphasis.
Emphasis. Yeah. Thank you. You're a good person and you have greatness in you. No, you can't. You know, if you like me, then you're okay.
If you're 16 years old
right.
and you've already figured out that this is fun, that this is, oh, this is a fun thing.
Yes.
The Todd Glass Show is fun and it's good.
Right.
You're in good shape.
That's half the battle.
That's half the battle.
Dumb,
you dumb fuck.
So fucking tired of you, Morgan. Nah, it's just you push it. You really push it.
He's literally doing nothing.
No, Morgan's in his house right now.
He's
you know who's so mad right now?
Who?
And you know it. And he's steaming. Is we're gonna go full circle. I guarantee you. Oh, he's so mad right now. I mean, is
Michael Calhoun? Michael Calhoun.
Oh, he's so mad.
Because the attention's away from him.
Yes,
that's what it is.
Oh, he's like,
God forbid anybody not focus on Michael Calhoun.
Exactly.
And I don't give a shit that he got traveling Wilburys to record this song for him and send it to you. I don't give a shit.
Michael, you're great at playing the shaker egg.
He was good with the egg.
But we have to have a word about your dad.
Oh, his dad calls in the show.
Tell your dad to tone it down. Tell your dad to tone it down. Michael Calhoun, Michael Calhoun, Michael Calhoun.
Sorry, I gotta play this.
Michael Calhoun.
That's Chris Hardwick. He's crawling up my ass. I can't take it.
Is he saying play more specific songs about?
He called me this afternoon. Play Michael Calhoun songs. Everyone loves this kid. He's popular. He's huge on the internet. And shut the fuck up. No one wants to hear about Jake Adams.
Can I just say
how to say this?
I don't control the volume anymore, I swear.
Chris is so busy.
This whole song.
He's so busy. He's got so many things to do. Why is he always focused on...
He knows you're talking about him. He raises the music.
Stop calling the show.
You know what? I think he's micromanager.
Michael Calhoun. Michael Calhoun.
All right, we have a letter from him. We're going to read letter, and he literally do George Carlin sent us in him doing the Age Shaker, and he put some background music in it, and he wrote a really funny letter. Like,
that's great.
Hey, listen, now that I'm at the top, I still want to remember you. and I got it. A very, very funny letter. That's how I tease people in the business. If you haven't heard of that, well, you can go fuck yourself, because my listeners understand radio lingo.
You have to get people, you know, to stay tuned.
Yeah, you have to stay tuned. Yeah. David Bowie's dead. I'll give him a tribute in 3 hours. What are you, a fucking idiot if you turn it off now? David Bowie, dead at 70. I'll give him a tribute after talking for 8 hours about my dislike of hotel cheats.
And you know what? Because I would want to hear this. So yeah. I'd be sitting.
Sure you would.
Yeah.
Oh, and press you know what? 15 anybody... second forward, and every time you do, kill a troop. That's what that represents to me.
It's really that. Yeah.
Okay, let me do this. So I got, and then you know I'm going to go freeform.
Sure.
This is a cold opening, and I don't know what people want. This might be a double show if you're all right, but let me get this out of the way. So Lids, what did I write that? Lids shows, Lids draws. Oh, this is something, I act like this is the opening of the show. It's still something I want to talk about, but it's something I don't want to forget to talk about, and I might. And then I'm going to talk about the Super Troopers, and I'm going to make a plea before we take a break.
I want to talk about this.
Good. I'm glad. So why is it... Look, I know there's people that are going to fall under this category that listen to the show, but I think they can laugh at themselves. I think, like, they say you should have function should go over, it should be functional more than it's stylistic.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
In radio, they're a business before bits. Right. Can you imagine such a thing? Can you imagine? That's a real thing that these radio executives would be like, business before bits, man. It's like... Oh, you mean the opposite of the Todd Glass show? Right.
By the way, we're going to do that radio guy. I got three good songs for you to talk into. Good. I'm so ready.
Yeah. And you know what?
Jen Kirkman's so jealous. Did you hear? Is it sad or something?
She just texted me.
Wow, really? You're not joking around?
No, I'm not. She just texted me. And you know what the text says?
Let me see. Hold it up so I can see it's real. I'm not stupid. Yeah, reading it.
It just says, I know what I'm doing and other lies I tell myself. Dispatches from a Life Under Construction out April 12th. You can pre-order it on Amazon. That's all she texted me.
Wow. Maybe she got a quick little... I mean, I want her dates to do well. I gotta help her out.
You know what? She needs this.
She does.
This is the only
advertisement she spent money on.
March 20th at the Classic.
She's paying me $50 every time I play. Is that wrong that I'm playing it so much?
March 22nd at the Sydney.
She honestly gave me $50. Two potato salads.
Two potato salads. Let me ask you this, though.
She said I could talk over it. It was $100 if I let it play without talking.
And $50
if $50 if I can do this shit.
Now, do you feel like you're undercharging her because she really needs it?
Let it
Jen Kirkman's made for touring.
I say I'll sing with it,
That's
too.
That's just what we'll she'll do. One of these days, Jen Kirkman's gonna go to a town near you.
I told her, what was the question again?
Well, I'm saying, are you undercharging? Because, you know, I know the ratings are slipping, but there's
40,000 people.
Yeah.
40,000 people. That's you know what? Let her get a few
April
more out.
22nd at the North Door in Austin.
Remember she was dancing around? She literally, to George Carlin, when she was here, had boots on and was dancing all over the studio
Well, what was she supposed to do? She's supposed to sit there like an idiot?
Sick of her. Bossing me around. She's such a fucking bully. I don't got to play the song. But why is it synonymous with, like, putting function over, because I agree this is probably functional, but like I have a joke in my act about dish detergent, you know, and mm-hmm. putting it out, mop upside down, and I feel, you know, don't have a mop air drying outside your door. Like, who writes these things? Where does it come from? I think there is a probably running theme, that not the obvious one of, oh, it looks bad. Why? Who decided?
Yeah.
Some things I understand. A mop air drying, dish soap next to the sink, you know,
yeah.
A junk drawer with too much stuff in it.
Oh, I hate
and then
that.
To add to that, and I'm teasing my family a little, and I know Nick was going to tease his a little, like, why is it, and I know some people are listening right now, I'm a little paranoid because someone's going to go, wait, but like a sofa with a cup holder. Like, that makes so much sense, but why is that a synonymous with, like, all right, you don't want to get a sofa with a cup holder?
I've only come across, like, the big chairs with a cup holder, and I associate that with, like, people.
Do I want to edit this? Because does it sound mean?
No, it's not mean at all. You're like, there's somebody who's got a sofa with a cup holder
they're
who's like,
furious
mad.
Right
they're
now.
They're so mad that
do
they're
me
like,
a favor.
I will never.
Can you be a guy? Can you walk far away from the mic? You're listening to my show. You literally just heard this cup holder bit, and this is at your house. Somehow, how do we have a recording of it? Because someone that lives with you that knows you listen to the show recorded you. It's very viable that this would happen. We get it sent in the mail, emailed to me. It goes, this is my roommate. He loves you, Todd. You don't understand. And we know the guy because he sent us so many nice emails. Like, this is an this is a listener we are aware of. I mentioned the cup holder thing in the chair, and this is what his friend
God
sends us.
Damn it. This motherfucker, who has been more loyal to the Todd Glass show than I have? I listen to the show. Tom Martin's on, and I'm there.
What do you want me to say?
I'm not Todd. I'm another friend of his.
Yeah. I know who you are in this bit.
Okay. What do you want me to say?
It's just like this sanctimonious fuck.
The show. You've never had a complaint ever since you've been listening to it.
I love the show. It's my favorite.
What did he say? It was so bad.
He said, he started talking. It's not even he said anything. He started talking about what's wrong with having a couch with a cup holder in it.
Oh, so you,
You see what I have right there?
You're that mad at him because of that.
This motherfucker!
Why'd you rip his posters down?
Because I can't look at his fucking face. Here's what I want to do. I want to come home after a long day of work. I'm a pediatric nurse, okay? And I want to come home after a long day. And some of these kids don't make it. And I want to come home, and what do I look forward to? Once a week, I look forward to the Todd Glass show.
You made fun of your chair. What's the big
deal? No. But what I do, it's like a fucking... It's like he's spitting out of
I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm recording this and sending it to the show.
Good. I want him to hear it. Okay?
No, he's hearing it. Yeah. I'm recording this. Yeah. I swear to God.
It's like, oh, I come and take a piss all over him, the one ritual I have.
How come he makes fun of the dish soap?
Why did
the dish soap bother you? Why did the dish soap bother you? Why did the dish soap?
That's fine. I don't like it.
Everyone's going to hear it when I send this in
that's
the show.
That's not a thing. Hey, you're trying to keep me off track, and I don't appreciate it. Francis, knock it off. Now, I come home. I have a ritual. I come home. I doubt
can I ask you a question? What do you want from me?
What do I want
from you? Like
a little goddamn respect once in a while.
Respect what? You don't like what Todd Glass said? I've never seen you this angry.
You
never,
ever appreciated the painting that I did for you of Todd Glass. You didn't appreciate it. It's got nothing. It actually has nothing to do with the cup holder. It's got everything to do with someone that he did a painting of Todd Glass.
Oh, my God. You did that so fun. You did that so great. So, listen, we have to go back and do the thing where we're going to come in. You're going to play the right sound effect.
Okay, yeah.
And then just laugh,
but
don't. Guys, do not overdo it. Just be natural.
Okay.
So just, you know, make it seem real. I don't want people to know that. Okay, and I know this is a lot of work for this. We're
going
to keep most of that in, probably.
Yeah, okay.
I think it was fun.
Yeah.
But probably because I didn't think can I tell you what I think I just did? Because I thought it was going to get edited out, that whole bit we were doing, you know, making fun of the guy that hears the show. Because they make, we never finished the bit about the sofas with the cup holders.
Right, that's fine.
Don't get mad at me, people.
No, we are done.
That's done.
And we're going to.
That bit is over.
Look, the point is this. Billy got hit by a truck. I'm going to tell you about it right after this.
Wow.
I guess sometimes you come up with a piece of material and it really touches a nerve.
Wow.
And I'm really in the zeitgeist right now.
Wow. Let's do a real show because people are about to shit in their pants. Everyone's so nervous. We're going to talk about the Super Troopers, then I'm going to play you in. Oh, the sofas with cup holders.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just a thing. And then he mentioned his mom starts having these plastic bottles next to her bed. Yeah, I knew I wanted to finish talking about this.
Yeah.
With the straw built in with the lid. My mom started doing the same thing. I'm like, what are you doing? Not like that. I thought to myself. I just silently was like, that's not the way I would have it. I have a vision of how I want my parents' house to be still.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like how and it's not with sippy cups next to the bed. And preferably no soda cans, if I may.
It's a 2-liter bottle of soda.
By the way, would I like to drink? With his mom, a 2-liter bottle of soda. Now, don't make any judgments.
No, I'm not making any judgments.
No, not you, me, in my head.
Yeah.
I was yelling at myself for what a disgusting person. And then I yelled, but outwardly I said, hey, be nice.
But it's like.
I don't mean disgusting. That's a strong word to George Carlin. What I mean is, it's all affection at the end of the day because it doesn't really matter. But it is funny. It is funny that there is a, like, why do sippy cups? Like, it's funny Nick was thinking the same thing. I'm like, yeah, what's my mom like? They love their sip. What are you doing? Because they get in the bed with their drinks. Can't you drink in the kitchen?
Sippy cup.
Get a drink of water in the kitchen. Be like regular nice people. You don't have to go load up with beverages. Why don't you put a refrigerator next to your bed? Yeah. Guess what? People do that. And guess what? Is that practical? Yeah, you fucking bet it is. Here's how you know I'm judging from a place of not getting it. If I walked into two rooms, like I was renting a cabin, and I walked into the master bedroom, and on one bed was the bed with the refrigerator right next to the bed that leaned up with cup holders in the middle of the bed, and all that, and the other one was a really nice, just well-done room. I go to the other room with the one with the cup holders.
Right.
So I get it. It's functional. It's like, oh, you got the refrigerator right there. Fuck it. But you don't do
what
it
if
because
you, what
why, is that, why is that bad to do that? Like the cup holder, the sippy cup, he goes, all my mom's dishes are like, what else did you say about your mom? She found a Skittle in her pussy. pussy. No, something happened. I forget.
I don't remember the exact story, but there was something about she found like.
By the way, there's truth to that. I wish I was lying. Anyway, by the way, isn't there truth to that?
Yeah, a little bit. It's a gumball.
Tell me, just
it was a gumball.
No, tell me, Nick, to George Carlin, you're being
to
honest.
To George Carlin, this is a true story. I don't remember if it was a Skittle or a gumball, but
either one's fine.
Yeah, she told me that when I was younger. She goes, you know, this was her birds and the bees talk. You shouldn't go down on girls because I knew this one guy who his girlfriend put a Skittle in her pussy to let her boyfriend eat it when she went down on him, and she thought he ate it. And a week later, she found the Skittle, and it ended up, he ate gonorrhea. And that was the George Carlin story, and I told my mom, I was like, were you that girl?
And she goes, how dare you ask me that? She goes, how dare you to be so disrespectful
to George Carlin?
And then what do you say? He goes, you're the one asking me, telling me a story about the pussy and the Skittle.
I was going to say, you're the one to put a Skittle in your pussy.
All of a sudden, she goes, how dare you? You show your mother a little respect. Well, she's telling you the story about the Skittle and the pussy story. How dare you take a jab at me when I'm parenting you?
First of all, Skittle and the Pussy is my favorite Paul Simon song.
Yeah, oh, it's a great song.
Wonderful song.
Hey, by the way, everything happens for a reason, speaking of Paul Simon. So before the show, we did the hot washcloth thing.
Yes.
Out in the kitchen. We did it, and then we came through the backyard. We all put it on. What? How did it stop you?
In my tracks. It was so
just
relaxing,
stop, right?
and calming, and a wonderful way to come in to do this.
Last night, I did it. I've been doing it more lately because I've been talking about it. Last night I did it, and I forgot. I almost forgot, and that's great. I love reminding myself. To me, it's therapeutic, even the part where I yell at myself when I go, oh, really? No big deal. Were you just going to sit down and talk, shove food in your mouth? Were you? No, I'm just saying it's sort of cool to have food. It is a little cliche, but it's special to get it. And
maybe
were you going to just go, bye, 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 and then start shoving food in your mouth? And then of course I wasn't.
Right.
And you stop. Just go, this is special. Doesn't even have to be dinner. It could be nothing.
You
it could be
take those moments.
Just shut the
Do you do meditation?
Did you just hear me shush you? No. What if it wasn't in the bit? I don't do meditation.
I feel like you would like it.
Well, do we have that meditation on that where it's the person using language that is not usually,
I can find it.
But it works. Tell me when you found it. So anyway, hold on. I want to finish my thought here. Yeah. So what were we just talking about?
Mother keeps sticking Skittles in her pussy, and it's disgusting. She gleefully shoves them up there.
Can I tell you, I think Nick probably gets that story 80% or 90% right. That's giving him
a lot
of credit.
Yeah.
There's 10% he tells it out of, if his mom was here, she'd be like, even if we think it's an absurd story, that's not exactly what I said. The 10% that is only 10%, but it's vitally important. So vitally important, I could say it's 50%. But I get it. To him, I'd start an argument if I went, Nick, that's completely wrong. But I bet it is. But I do to George Carlin. I said to George Carlin when he told me, I think he believes that's. I do believe to George Carlin that he, to best of his recollection,
that's
the story. He told me once about he saw a. I don't know if I want to bring it up. I have so much to do. Okay, hold on. We'll do it later. They talk too much thing. So hold on. So we were just talking about. No, we weren't talking about that. Tell me what we were talking about. You remember? No. Pause that for a second. What would please help?
Taking a moment, you know, with the towels and taking, you know, taking a moment. Then I asked you if you did meditation. And
there was some. What was I talking about when you said you asked me if I did meditation?
I was thinking about my thing that I wanted to ask you. I don't really listen. I wouldn't listen.
Not how would I if I was listening to you think of my next question?
Yeah.
What if I'm listening to you? I'm not doing my homework.
Here's me during the show.
I gotta say something funny.
Okay, so the funny thing is about these hotel sheets. They're filthy.
Funny.
I mean, these host sheets. Every time you go to a hotel, I think that they should.
She put Skittles in her pussy.
Shut up.
I got it. What's that?
What if that was Nick? What if that was Nick? He goes, I gotta have outrageous stories. She put Skittles in her pussies. That'll get me airtime. Jake never has Skittle in her pussy material.
My grandmother likes to take Twizzlers and slap them on her tits.
Okay, listen.
They might have been red vines. I have trouble remembering. It was definitely red rope licorice.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. When I lived in Villanova, listen to this. I'm going to set this up. By the way, this is... I'm... to be relaxed and also being getting ready to get for a good giggle fest. I'm very excited. So anyway, here's who I'm going to go let in. My friend, when I lived in Villanova, when I was like 21 years old, I went to this bar with some of my friends. They all went off to college, and I went in there one night, and the owner's son, he came over, and his name was Jimmy Ryan. I wasn't really popular in high school. I didn't really know a lot of people. And then afterwards, after high school, that was a place to go. Right after mm-hmm. you graduated, you would go there, be Villanova students, and one day, and then the owner's son had seen me do stand-up. I was just doing stand-up at the local comedy club, you know. And he was nice. He goes, hey, if you're ever, after you're done your shows down in Philadelphia, coming in, we're here till like 4 in the morning sometimes. Because he was probably only like 21 at the time, and he was the owner's kid. So he was like, you know.
Yeah,
he got the keys, right? There was a big fireplace on the side. And I did one night. I went in, and then I started making friends. I really started making friends that I needed. I needed to do something outside of comedy, and there was this one guy's name was Harrison. I always forget his name, but he was nice, and we did a show there. And then I used to forget his name, and I was like, what's the rich kid sounding name? And they go, Harrison. Every time, everybody knew what I meant. Became very friendly with him, and still is my friend. And so it was like a really, it wasn't just a bar. It really ended up being, and then my friends came home from college, because I never drank, I never did anything. They're like, what the fuck, Todd goes out? Like, you know, because I went in there, I'm like, I don't really drink, you know. Yeah. And I started drinking a lot. But I had a lot of fun. And I never did anything bad. Never, you know, never got hurt anybody drinking and driving. I drank and drove only for the fun of it.
Yeah, because it's fun.
It's fun.
It's like a little challenge.
Stop it, right? Leave me alone. Like oh, leave me alone. I like to have fun.
The cop pulls you over.
Oh, shut up. Officer, let me have fun. Stop it already. So with the reputation you guys have, you shouldn't be pulling over drunk drivers.
you're no prize yourself, officer.
Listen, you see the news? Every time you turn the corner, one of you guys is shooting some unarmed kid. Now you're going to hassle us? Not going to look good. So anyway, that's Jimmy Ryan. So anyway, he came up to me after a show, and he's like, hey, you know my dad. I'm like, who's your dad? This was like 2 weeks ago. And he goes, my dad's Jimmy Ryan. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, the wow. good shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, your dad. You know, I always want to say the same thing. I want to, I have friends because of your dad. You yeah. know, like, he was like, yeah, I was fun to go there, and I just felt, it was just so much fun. And 4 a.m, we'd be drinking and making breakfast. He'd go, oh, go ahead. We'd always be like, come on, let us go make breakfast. Because they had a kitchen in the back.
Right.
But the cooks hated the next morning coming in and seeing.
Because you guys.
We ripped it open. We were yeah. like animals.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, go ahead. Especially if I asked, I felt bad. I'd always be like, all right, go ahead. My friend Caroline, once that worked at Smokey Joe's, go, hey, who's the guy in the back with a Fred Flintstone head eating all our lunch meat? Oh, you fucking idiots. That's a good story. Throw you under the bus. So anyway. Okay, so listen. So we're going to stop because he's here.
Great.
I said, come on by. I wish your dad would have told me. You want to make someone like that. All you can do is go, yeah, I want to make someone that you care about, yeah. my friend's son, feel fucking great in L.A.
Absolutely.
So that's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break, and we're going to let him in here, and we're going to have a really great time.
He comes in, and I'm just like, get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. Your father turned Todd into an alcoholic. What are you talking about? Look at him.
Your father ruined this
Look at
man.
His face. Yeah. I don't even know you're insulting me. Yeah. Hey, look at that face. It's got no skin
you know
on
why,
it.
You know why you're here? For Todd's intervention. Yeah. Because of your father.
Because of your father who didn't admit he was a drunk. And who has people at 4 a.m. at a bar drinking, eating breakfast?
And it's against the health codes to have those
people. You know
people.
What? I'd like to see the way they wrapped it up. If they put the tinfoil back on with the sticker. I'd only like to get a health inspector in there. You'd end up in prison and not in the good part where people have fun and fool around with each other. That's what happens in the regular part. They all go on dates.
There is some prison. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, by the way, guess what?
What?
I'm gonna say this because I don't want to do it when I get back. They were talking today to the massacre in and then we are going to take a break and let Jimmy Ryan Jr. in about the massacre in Columbine, the woman that wrote a book recently.
Right, yeah.
And I could hear it on and off at the gym because the TV was on, but I couldn't really hear it.
You go to that gym where everyone works out the news about Columbine all the time.
Of course.
Right?
Well, because it gets my blood flowing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was pretty heartwarming. And it was her telling the story, and two parents came forth. This is, I'll tell you let me tell the story, and then I'll tell you what I think these people are in this story. Not verbatim, you'll understand what I mean. So a few families had come out. She reached out after speaking, and what she said, she's a very intelligent woman, I feel, when I would listen to her talk. And you certainly, you know, you have empathy for her.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be one or the other. It's not a competition. But
both people,
that's what it seems like. Oh, if you have empathy for her, it's disrespectful to the children. No, this sucked for a lot of people, you know. Anyway, and it was nothing like, you know, 15 doctors wrote her and told her. No, no,
right,
no.
Right, right.
But no matter what, you know, some parents, a decent amount, I think, I know some, from what I heard, step forward. And she said, you know, one of the things that one of the parents asked her, what was his name again? His name was, do you remember his first name? I should say.
The Columbine?
Yeah.
Guy? Well, it was Dylan and Eric.
Dylan? This was about Dylan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
I named my cats that.
The mother.
I have two little cats. I named them Dylan and Eric. I hope that, it's kind
of
cute.
The mother, the mother goes, of the one of the child children, one of the children that was killed, she says to Dylan's mother, who was Dylan?
Oh, wow.
And I started to, like, you know, of course, cry because it's like, and then she started to cry. She goes, this is could be the kindest woman to know who was he. That for her to go through what she went, and I'm paraphrasing now, but to know he wasn't just a killer.
Yeah, no.
He wasn't just a killer. He was your baby. He was your fucking baby.
No, like, that's, you know, that's like, because you would just assume, oh, he's a monster. You know,
and by the way, if someone thought it,
that's fine.
In, right afterwards,
yeah.
Of course. I'm not a monster. But we're talking about, aren't you the lucky one? And I hate the word blessed, but I'll use it here. If you can get to the emotional,
process their grief.
I
grieve for that woman who has lived with this for years.
That's a healthy place if she's there.
Yeah, that is such a healthy. And that makes me want to cry. Like how healthy.
Of course.
Like, you know that it's like
it's growth. It's like you talk about. Getting to that place, that doesn't come unless you are evolved, you know, to get to a different involvement, already have some depth. You got to be unbelievable to be able to get there. And
because you know what the secret is that helps that woman heal, too.
Of course.
Because it's asking another person about their pain.
So when I hear a story like that, I think, you know, because I think sometimes when people think I think it's important to remind people that are agnostic or whatever you want to call it or atheist are not lack of love.
Right, you're right.
That story is real. Whether I don't believe in God, but if you want something equivalent to an angel, let's just have a moment of honesty, and it might not include everybody. You're not sure really when you hear angels, like in the religious sense. Yeah. Let's be honest. That's a real one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That woman is walking this earth. You don't have to go, oh, no, I think, I see. So cherish that, not like there is something else. That's it. That woman is a fucking angel.
Yeah.
She is an angel. You're blessed to have her fucking be near you, get to hear her speak, to be near someone that can get that emotionally to a place to somehow have forgiveness for the mother of the child. You are good to be around. You are anybody near you is benefiting by your energy.
Absolutely.
And what was the point?
She's one of Charlie's angels.
Oh, so she's
total, she's like a babe.
You're not listening at all. I heard Charlie's Angels. Should I? Charlie's Angels. So that's what I'm saying.
To me, that's an evolve. That is you know, it's so corny. You hear like, oh, there's angels all around us. But what that is like, oh, that's the kind of person I want to be. That's that kind of heart,
right.
That kind of mind, that kind of just able to heal them, you know, heal themselves and recognize like other people's pain and feel empathy. Under the worst possible
that's
circumstances.
That's crazy. And you know what?
Possible
we're going to leave reading this thing that someone sent me. If you want to nip a little bit in the butt here so I can read this shit.
And then you pull out a thing and it's, there once was a man from Nantucket. That's what Todd wanted to read? It's a dirty limerick?
Oh, Jake, you're the best. After all that, there once was a man. Look, if you're going to make people sit on their earphones on while I scroll for this, oh, look at that—a card I got from people. Ain't you lucky? Okay, here we go. What's this? I think this is it. Hey, Todd, 14. Oh yeah, here it is. This is the same woman. This is an angel. And what's the difference? Why can't there be two types of angels? Look. Just stop. Don't be arguing. I'm just saying if there is not the other angels that we all hope there are, because the good news is this is, that's just a really decent evolved person. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an angel.
Yeah.
That's the fucking angel.
That's anyway. The best we're going to get.
What's that say?
Hi, Todd. I don't know if you knew about the story of Emmett Till. He was a 14-year-old black kid who in 1955, Mississippi, was beaten to death for the supposedly whistling at a white woman. The murders were acquitted by an all-white jury. Till's mother, Mareem Till, responded to the entire situation by saying this, "I don't have a minute to hate. I'm going to pursue justice for the rest of my life."
It's the Todd Glass Show. God damn it. Wow. I guess it's a real show, they're saying. Front page of the New York Times.
Really?
Yeah.
New York Times?
Yes.
Oh, because I saw the New York Post, and they said Todd Glass Show, a bunch of bullshit.
I know. Why'd they say
that? I don't know, but that's their thing. They're the New York...
It's a real show, everybody. Jake Fogelness is our guest. Come on, let's... Come on, we're not assholes. What do you think, weather shows where you give three applauses and you think you're fucking exhausted? You can make someone, you don't stop applauding until someone feels warm. And there's a point when applause starts feeling nice.
You know what's
at
nice?
One point, they know something. No, 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 you let it. This is you get the respect you deserve.
A standing ovation is also nice.
Jake Fogelness, everybody. We're standing. We're standing.
No. Oh, okay. Now, it is, it's like the last episode of Letterman, where just the applause goes on and
please,
you don't
take the accolade.
You don't know what
stop
to do.
Stop talking. Let it soak in.
Thank you, everybody. No, please. We have so much to get to tonight. We have so much to get to. Like, no, thank you. Thank you. Paul Schaefer, everybody. Paul Schaefer. No, thank you so much. Biff Henderson. Thank you, Biff.
Jake Fogelness, everybody. We'll be back with the Todd Glass Show. You're going to like the way you look, America. How you doing, Vinny? So anyway... Jimmy Ryan's son, Junior, is now in the room. I said nice things about your dad. I did. I said he's the reason I have friends, I thought.
That's a nice thing to say.
It was cool to work there or be part of that whole thing, just let alone to be like stay till 5 in the morning and do whatever you want and then have free run of the place. So I had a friend literally about 10 years ago. No. Yeah, a little less than 10 years. Yeah, about 10 years. Who gives a shit? Anyway, he goes...
somebody at home listening to... Why doesn't he ever get specific?
No,
I have a timeline of Todd Glass's life, and he never gets specific enough. And I'm all over the place with this chart. I went out and bought multicolored pushpins, and this... Was it 5 years ago or 10 years ago?
You can't enjoy the show, as you know. Yeah. You're that angry. Are you that guy, by the way, the same guy? Or are you a friend of
I'm
his?
I'm his wife!
Yes,
and you know what? They're perfect for each other. They're perfect. All they do, they have
all
nothing
they do
in common.
They complain about the show. But they both listen every day.
And they love each other deeply. They have nothing in common besides the frustrations
over my show.
Yeah.
Now, do you say they enjoy it overwhelmingly, like 90% of the time?
Yeah, no, they're huge fans. Yeah. They're huge fans.
Okay, so what was I just talking about? Oh, no, please, let me remember. I want to do a professional show.
Five, ten years ago.
Yeah.
It was so nice.
So 5, 10 years ago, my ex, you know, Karen, had an intern, and he was going home he's from D.C., but he was going to Philadelphia to go to University of Penn, Chris goes, oh, you should talk to the Vines. You get him a job. I said, I'll call Paul, but I don't know. And Paul hired him.
Wow.
So he told his older brother he got a job at Smokey Joe's. He goes, no, you didn't. You didn't get no fucking job at Smokey Joe's. Because you can't get a job at Smokey Joe's being a freshman. Yeah. Usually, right?
Yeah.
At a door or something cool part. So he's like, yeah. I was like, yeah, that's right. It made me look good. I was like, that's right. Well, I fucking, you know, I push it over at hello, this is
Jimmy Ryan.
Nothing like you people don't know what it's like. You think you have problems, you ever get a wrong sound effect, but you sit at your house listening to my show. Oh, I've got a disease. I've got bad. I got a sound machine I don't know what the fuck to do with.
You know what part of the show I like? When he messes up the sound effect. I have no problem
what
with.
What type of sound effect machine do I have? This is bullshit.
I like it too. He messes up and it makes me happy.
Oh, I'd like to take someone and punch him right in the throat right now with these sound effects.
When Todd's in agony, I'm happy. That's the only time I like the show.
Can I play something for you? Tom Martin.
Yes.
I called him to George Carr, and I said, "I like." Did we talk about this in the opening of the show?
We did.
I like people
it.
To be
yeah,
in
and
a good headspace.
Like, I'm just not, you know, tonight. Is
but
not
Joe is maybe Joe. It's not so easy for when someone like Tom cancels last minute. Me, I don't care. So me, I don't care at all.
Right.
I don't have a problem. But I don't know why everyone's mad at me
Joe,
if they're going to be
for
Joe
out. Yeah.
Joe.
Yeah.
Maybe he
did he call you and he was just like
maybe he worked very hard.
I'd like to buy our guest a shelf to put his Emmys on. So give a cheer for the man of the year and the podcast that he's on.
Yeah, it's Tom
I'd
Martin.
I'd like to welcome Tom Martin to Podcast from the Barn. Maybe retire down by the fire that's keeping us so warm.
How do you feel now, you asshole?
I'd like to hear his broadcast voice and catch up with our host.
Who are you saying that to, Joe or Tom?
Tom.
Doing bits is the guest we like the most.
Tom
Martin's I'd like to sing Tom Martin's praise here on the Todd Glass Show.
96.5, 4100.
In Tom Martin's praise here on the Todd Glass Show.
Pussy.
I'd like to sing Tom Martin's praise here on the Todd Glass.
What's your favorite nickname? We'll open up the line.
I'd like to sing Tom Martin's praise here on the Todd Glass Show.
It's men, it's women. Whose fault is it? Blah, 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 blah. I'm doing James Adobe.
Don't be public.
Jesus, I can't get away with anything. It's the Tom Martin Show.
I don't care.
I don't care. I don't care.
1-800-518-TOM. Women are inferior.
Go. How much do I... Hey, you spend a nickel on a ring, sir. You know what? I wonder what he's doing right now. And who I care because of I care. Okay, so before we go, Super Troopers.
Yes.
Sure, I have an agenda. I do a show. I run a tight show.
Sure,
I'm sorry for
sure.
hitting that mic. If you heard it, it's because Aristotle does not care. Where he would say, Todd, you've shaken the mic. Morgan from Canada, you think we forgot about you?
Ah, I love that guy.
Morgan.
He's going to be
Morgan,
he's
don't
be
even
fine.
Fucking say we don't make
he's
you smile.
He's going to be just fine.
You're going to be just... You know why, Morgan? You got greatness in you. And you, if you... To George Carlin. Listen up, you fuck! It's not just background. Ah, oh, Todd Glass, what's he do? Just vomit through the mic. I said it. I said to George Carlin. Now, fucking do something with that. I know. I'm going to put money on it. If someone goes, hey, you got $100,000, you have to gamble on it. Does this guy that you only know through an email have greatness in him? He listens to your show. I read his email. Yes. And you would make me proud.
I'll match that bet.
Thank you.
I'll match that bet. Because I have a lot of money. I can lose $100,000. It's fine. It's no problem. But I'll match that bet because I believe in him.
Because you believe in Morgan.
Yeah.
From Canada. He started.
Oh, Morgan,
you know,
from Canada?
Yeah, you know
oh,
the story?
I take it all the way to the bank.
You know the story about Morgan from Canada?
What is the story about Morgan? Yeah.
The story about Morgan from Canada was that he started a... I don't know.
He started a podcast.
I like to teach Tom Martin a thing. I don't have enough jingles. I'm getting nervous.
No, you'll be fine.
I really am. I'm looking around. I usually have a lot more jingles. Seriously. I have nothing to play like a background loop. Oh, don't you have the...
I could pull out my violin again.
Oh, by the way.
Welcome to Night Jazz.
Oh, you want to do that bit where you do the DJ?
I could.
By the way, I got two or three of them.
Okay.
I want to hear you do them for a while.
All right.
I'll tell you when to stop. No.
Okay.
I'm kidding. I'm not like a dick with my interview styles. I'll just give you a few, and I want to hear you do them.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. How do you know, by the way?
What?
To George Carlin, I'm asking. Is there a way you know?
Okay,
I don't want to jinx it
no,
for
no, no.
you
well,
now.
There's all kinds of tricks. First
I get
of
it
all,
if you know the song, but guess what? If you think you know the song, folks, I'm going to do a Tom Jones song that everybody knows. Yeah, you don't know it that well, though. Jake gets it down to like, you know.
It's just practice, and there are times where you blow it. But, you know, when you're doing disc jockey stuff, they'll usually give you a document and they'll say, you know, it's 17 seconds. So you'll know how much time.
I know, but you don't know with these songs.
No, with these. But I just sort of have you can pick up a natural rhythm with it. I might blow it. I might blow it. But most of the time, I feel like I can get it right.
Here we go.
This is tough, my friend. Todd Glass, 96.7 KLAN,
Mr. Tom Jones. It's not unusual.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
It's pure. Can I tell you something? It is like watching one of those guys who goes, it slices, it dices. Can you do it again?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. It's not. I don't want to put you in a situation like that. Tell me when you're bored, because for me, I'll be a while.
I'll do this forever.
Okay, great. Here we go. Same one. Okay. Same one.
40 minutes past the hour.
That's good enough right there. The way you go right in. 40 minutes past the hour. Okay, go ahead.
Weather today, 65 degrees. A little chilly out there in Napa Valley. Hey, how about some fine wine for Mr. Tom Jones, the Todd Glass Show?
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
That is crazy. Can I tell you, I'm getting nervous for you because you do it every time, and I think, oh, maybe this time he's not going to do it because I don't think he's really.
Why is it better?
It's better with songs.
Oldies.
Oldies because. Yeah. Because
we're used to hearing that kind
that
of
That bubblegum type of music.
Yeah, that kind of old radio. Right. And DJs that would talk like that. Back then, and it's just how radio was. It's how radio should sound.
No, do a different one. Here we go.
Rock 'em, sock 'em, robots, my friends. You're here with Robot Dan on the Radio That Matters, Todd Glass Show. We're kicking it all night long. And if you've got a problem with that, hey, go fuck yourself, pal.
You talk too much, you worry me to death. You talk too much, you even worry me.
Can you imagine one of those guys at a radio station, something goes wrong, and you know, somehow, like, all of a sudden he's, like, talking the song, and there's, like, some weird problem.
Yeah. We're having a beautiful, beautiful day in sunny Los Angeles, California. I gotta tell you, it's great to be here with you every day in the afternoon from 2 to 6 p.m. Who put spiders all over the console? There's spiders everywhere. Get these spiders out of here, Denise!
You talk too much, you...
Oh, yeah. Beautiful sound.
This is the joke where if something went wrong, do this again.
Okay.
I meant it for that one, but this is something goes wrong for some reason one night. And this guy,
I'm going to be like sort of a different type of DJ, one of those sort of progressive rock DJs.
And you're talking into the bridge, but something's wrong
Something goes wrong.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Beautiful Sunday afternoon. Got a big donation drive for the. Oh, no! I spilled orange juice on my pants. There's orange juice everywhere, baby. That's a loop.
That guy thinks the song. Yeah, that's what I was doing.
Yeah.
That's the joke. Like, you have to keep talking and talking, and you're nervous.
Oh, okay,
and you,
I get it.
And eventually you start telling stories about your life.
Do it again.
Yeah, there's a glitch in the.
Okay, it's okay. All right. 40 minutes past the hour.
Oh, yeah. At first, he's thinking it's going to be quick.
Yeah, it's going to be quick. Eventually. I got it.
He's like, oh, I got this. Okay, go ahead.
40 minutes past the hour. You're dealing with Crazy Dave in the afternoons. Give us a call. 555-5552. Taking your requests all night long here at the radio station. And another thing. Love this job. It is a pleasure to serve the greater San Fernando Valley every day, playing the rock and roll tunes that need.
He's already this bullshit.
And
one second off the air, he doesn't know.
And then, you know, there's going to be a race war in this country. It's coming, people. It's coming. And you need to prepare for that, however you may do it. Let's listen to rock and roll. And another thing is that you know, I'm dying inside. I'm dead inside. I'm sitting here in a satin jacket that says Little Richard on it. Little Richard gave it to me, and
I formed a whole relationship. I can't take it anymore.
He starts to get.
Oh my God! I was thinking, do I keep letting him do it? But my face hurts. Guy goes really. He could get really.
He gets it.
No, we'll do 10 minutes from now. We'll start playing it out of nowhere, and that's that guy insinuating no time has passed. Like, all time has passed.
But it's like that guy's. He's got it for about 30 seconds, and then his weird like personality comes out, and it's very scary.
So anyway, listen. I get an email from James.
Mm-hmm.
You know, James, are you out there with the hot towel thing? He's like, shut up. And he says, when you're doing the hot washcloth thing, play this feeling. You know, it's a group. You know, you get the steam right on your face. Huh. The steam. Right? Wow. No talking.
slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last, just kicking down the cobblestones. And feeling groovy.
James, I like this idea.
Great.
Let it breathe.
Feeling groovy. Hello, lamppost. What you knowin'? I come to watch your flowers growin'. Ain't you got no rhymes for me?
Everything's gonna be fine. Morgan, sit up. Mike Calhoun, shut the fuck up. I got a whole crew of people I gotta worry about. Mike Calhoun, everything's gonna be fine. This Morgan guy's temporary. We're going right back to you. We wrote a goddamn song for you, you dumb fuck.
I'm drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you. All is groovy.
Okay, this is the truth. I mean, that's why I'm shutting the music off. This is the truth. Michael Calhoun is actually on the phone calling in.
Uh-huh.
Let me explain something. You know the show where they play 24 seconds of different podcasts?
Sure.
You know what's it called? It's called
Clamor.
Clamor. Okay, good. Put your mic up. Anyway, it's called Clamor. And so we want to put some of our 24-second clips on there. We're trying to find the best one. He's already yelled at us about this before. I don't know how he took control of the show. He says, you better make that 24 seconds. He's telling Aristotle and
right.
You know, behind the plastic. Well, by the way, should I interrupt this bit now for everyone to know? Real shows, the producer sits at another table.
Yeah.
Now, what is it? It's some of these shows I heard they're at the table. Is that just a fake show?
Well, usually,
if they're at the table, it's like fake or something?
Yeah, it's I've just never
like seen Howard Stern.
Like Howard Stern, hey, I mean he's got Robbins in a different booth.
Yeah.
And then his producer's got a piece of
Our producer's in another booth.
Okay, good. Let's there we go. Yeah. There we go.
Sure, he's behind a booth.
Now I feel better.
Sure.
Now I feel like the professionalism just jumped
right.
1,000%.
Sure, we have a piece of plexiglass. Yeah. By the way, for the people listening, which I think it's hopefully everybody,
yeah.
We have a piece of plexiglass that slides out, and there's a black trim around it. It says producer Aristotle. Now he's behind plexiglass.
Yeah.
So we can't get to him.
Yeah.
He's on the phone right now. You know why? Because he's on the phone talking to somebody. We don't know what's happening. We're getting a piece of information.
Yeah.
Maybe
he's
you know,
put
Jake
it on your
from Bloomington you know, it wants to call in on the private phone.
He'll put it on the screen in front of you.
He'll put it on the screen. Yes, exactly. Puts it on the screen. It's a screen tilted out from the table because it's wedged out.
Yeah.
Well, I have a real show. What the fuck? No, someone goes, is Aristotle sit at the table with everybody? I go, oh, my God, I don't want to seem like I'm being mean to the other podcast.
That's so
it's
sweet.
Adorable.
That's
it's
so sweet.
Oh,
it's, yeah.
You have a show. I used to do a show with a cardboard box. No, I'd have milk cans. Sure, it's adorable. I don't give a shit. I'm just saying on my show.
Yeah.
And I'm not bragging. Just,
no, it's just
confused.
How it's done. It's
well, I was confused because I would go, where's the producer? They would point at the end of the table.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, your producer sits at the table with everybody? Our producer's behind a piece of plexiglass. All right, so that's that. That was a great bit. I punched myself in the face. I can't take it anymore. And then, James, thank you for the hot towel with the feeling groovy. I feel like
I love that.
We let that bit breathe, by the way, James. So are you happy now? You fuck? Am I taking care of everybody?
You know what? Maybe this James. I think this is James owns a piece of the Simon and Garfunkel catalog.
What if
he had ulterior motives?
What I never thought about.
He
that.
Might. He might own. He might own the publishing on the 59th Street.
Oh my
Street
God!
Because
he wait.
And that's why he wanted to
play a clip from this show 3 months ago because something like this just happened. Hey, you know, we got a funny email from a guy. He said, you know what's fun to do when you're trying to go to bed if you can't go to sleep? Play this song right now.
That's nice.
Right, that bit sucked. At least I'm honest. Fuck that and fuck, and I'm sorry. I'll give you, I not only should I not charge for my show, which I don't, I owe you money. I should come by everybody's house and throw them a few nickels.
And that's really generous of you because you know, it costs a fortune to license.
I do.
That,
all the songs
all the
I
jingles
play.
Jingles and stuff.
Yeah, I play a song, it costs me. You're doing that DJ bit? Already I'm in debt. But I know you love it. You think you played Tom Jones? By the way, if we get arrested for playing these songs, which I only play
no,
little snippets
no,
of them.
No, you're fine. You're fine. And you know what? Tom Jones should thank you because we're doing.
No,
we're
I don't
doing
mean Tom
on,
Jones. Yeah. I mean those companies that represent them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tom Jones himself. I don't imagine he's getting on the phone.
Well, he loves podcasts.
So Michael Calhoun's on the phone.
Okay.
So anyway, so these 24 seconds that they put on, what's it called?
Clamor.
Clamor. He played, and that way people can listen for 24 seconds to a podcast, and they can go to that channel on, I guess. I don't know where they find it.
On Coaster?
On XM Radio
Coaster.
Oh, you want a Coaster?
What does that have to do with anything?
No, does a Coaster have to do anything? What Coaster?
The Coaster.
We got lazy doing this bit. Yeah. Years later, we just...
Mumbling.
All right, listen. So Clammer, so he's on the phone. He wants us to go, you guys off the air have to make 24 seconds, and it's got to be fucking great to get people. He wants our numbers to go up. He means well, but do you want to talk to him?
Yeah. I
guess he's like, you, let me talk to him.
All right.
I just realized that's how the bit works better.
Yeah, why don't you handle
maybe
it.
I should involve myself a
why
little.
Why don't you handle it?
Yeah, I want you to be him, so.
I'll do all the heavy lifting around here. That's fine. That's fine, Todd.
Hey, why don't you be him and the caller and play me? I'll sit here and just laugh. No, but let me take it. Maybe I will take it. But I don't want to be yelled at. He's like, that better be the best.
I bet you he's had some, because last week, you know, his agent, you know, kind of handled
it. Not his agent. It's him.
He's
trying to be positive, by the way.
He's trying to be positive. I think he's probably had a week to calm down.
He probably hears those.
He's got to hear himself, right?
Can I tell you something? It's hard for us in 24 seconds to represent what this show is. So, by the way, if we do get a good 24-second clip out of this, people, I recommend you take it and put it up on Clammer. But Michael thinks he can give us some good advice. You guys good over there? You seem like you're drunk. Michael, he just went. Michael. Shit. God damn it.
Edit that.
Hello. Hello. Is that the phone? 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 Hold on. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Well, now it's not working at all.
Hello? 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 Hello?
Oh, there's something.
Yeah.
Hold on. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Okay. I guess leave that? I mean, what? What do I want people to think I had a nervous breakdown? I'm not embarrassed about it? Who sits into a machine going, hello, hello, 50 times, except a baboon? And that's an insult to the baboon.
I've never seen a baboon do that.
I've never seen a baboon would have picked a bug out of its hair and ran off. That's what a baboon would have done. I sit there, hello, hello, hello.
Until I can get that.
But you know what? I got what
I
wanted.
You know what? It's worth it.
It is worth it. A baboon.
Hey, you know what? Enjoy the process, you motherfuckers.
Now, why are you yelling at people? It's not their fault.
No, it is their fault. Because you work really hard. You try to give them entertainment. And you went out and bought guitar
pedals. Can I tell you the truth?
Yeah.
Can I play this? I feel bad. We got an email today.
Uh-huh.
One of our listeners, I was going to make you do the bit where okay. Well, it is true. One of our listeners, what our listeners are doing, and I'm not, let me clear something up before I play this. I'm not into this.
Okay.
Our listeners know that it's funny. About, I don't know, we did one of them in this episode earlier. Somebody sends us an email of somebody who gets upset with the show. Look, people do. They have a right to talk in their living rooms and go, I love the Todd Glass Show.
You invite feedback.
I used to do it about Howard Stern. Yeah. I still to this day adore Howard Stern, but I would sit around sometimes and I would go, oh, I wish he would do this more than that. Right. People have a right to say that without people sending it, but I am going to play this because he's mad, this guy, because I get my different voices wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
Like apparently. You hear somebody you can hardly hear in the distance. He must be complaining to somebody he lives with.
So this is like surreptitiously recorded.
He's so mad because then this is why I got paranoid before and I'm going, hello, hello, hello. Because now that's in the back of my head, that email I got, which I told Aristotle when he read it to me earlier.
Just play it. And, you know, we'll
it's this
it
guy's mad.
He's furious.
All really because
angry.
Echo, phone voice, and echo phone voice and reverb and, you know,
all right.
He's, oh, that's the same reverb. Isn't that big of a difference?
I mean, how bad could this guy be?
How angry could you get about
something like that?
Are you serious?
I'm Jake,
I just want to brace you and I'm being honest. Potato salad.
I just don't know. This guy's violent. He's
violent.
That doesn't make any sense. But
yeah.
Like,
all right. Okay. Actually, play it.
Here's my problem with the Todd Glass Show. You know what it is? It's fucking inconsiderate.
Pause it. Okay, this guy.
He's like livid.
Okay, did you, Jake, in all fairness,
yeah,
did you
livid.
Think.
No, I just, he's.
How could
I
you be that? He
maybe,
plays reverb. Later, I don't want to tip it. That son of a bitch says it's reverb and then phone voice comes off. I can't. He literally says at one point, literally, and I quote. How am I supposed to get into the bit when instead of the phone voice, he plays reverb, this fucking asshole?
Okay. I gotta hear this.
Just keep, go, Nick.
Inconsiderate. How hard is it he should go and read the fucking instruction manual? Okay? Like, what's the point? Oh, he builds this beautiful fucking studio. Why does he bother if he's not gonna, like, fucking learn how to use the equipment? I tell you why I care.
You're yelling at me. I can't.
I'll tell you why I care.
Yeah, but why am I? I just live here. I don't have to hear you. Why are you?
You fuck. Here's the other thing.
Why are you yelling at me like it's my fault?
Dad? It's not your fault, but I'm passionate. Okay? How would you let me ask you?
What does he do?
How would you like it?
What does he do?
I'm going to listen to him. To listen, and he fucking picks up the. I'm expecting him to do the phone voice,
okay,
and it's fucking reverb. This fucking asshole!
What is that really? If you like the guy, you'd be saving life. What are you doing? No, don't throw things.
No, because I'm mad. Because I'm mad.
Don't throw things.
I'm mad, Bartholomew. It makes me angry. I want to enjoy entertainment.
You like Todd Glass.
I love Todd Glass. So he's my favorite. Right, it's not only my favorite podcast. He's my all-time favorite comedian.
Then why are you throwing a
person? That was good. My copy of Thin Pig. That's my favorite comedy album ever.
Why are you throwing a CD against the wall?
I have multiple copies of it. I love him so much. But he disappoints me, Bartholomew. He disappoints
me. In the middle of this bit?
Yeah.
We're just roommates, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. How old are we? How about me, 26?
Yeah, we're in our 20s.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
He disappoints me.
Don't. Now, why are you throwing that? What are you throwing that against the wall for? That's not even yours.
Well, I'm sorry I threw your Smashing Pumpkins compact discs.
Why can't you make me look cooler in these bits? You say Nathaniel Radcliffe in the Night Sweats, and you edit it in, goddamn Aristotle. You say it. I'm not fucking playing this bit. I'm tired of it. And all the bits you try to make me look like some guy. You say it right now, and the audience will never know. Just say,
Nathaniel Radcliffe.
Okay. You know what you fucking do. Why are you throwing my CDs against the wall?
I'm sorry. I threw this incredibly exciting, good album by Nathaniel Radcliffe in the Night Sweats.
No, you know what?
But I'm furious at Todd Glass.
I'm not even being a jerk. I know we're doing a bit. Can you just make it J.C. Brooks and the Uptown Sounds? I feel like, Foxygen. Make it Foxygen.
Foxygen.
They're cool. No, make it Mac DeMarco.
Mac DeMarco.
I feel Mac DeMarco. No, say, can you just say, I can't believe. Are you, by the way, I'm being totally honest with Potato Salad. Do you mind that we're going to edit this?
No, that's fine. It's fine. It's a huge show.
Is it pathetic?
It's not pathetic. It's just it's a lot of work for Aristotle.
I feel like it's pathetic.
No, it's fine. We just do it. Oh, my God. I didn't mean to get so angry that I threw your copy of Mac DeMarco's Salad Days, but, which is great. Pitchfork gave it a terrific review. J.C. Brooks and the Uptown Salad. I'll throw that out. That's how mad I am at Todd Glass for fucking up these bits. Open the instruction manual.
Pause it.
Can I be honest?
Does that sound like? By the way, in all fairness, I will say this. I'm being totally honest. Yeah. Potato salad. Mm-hmm. This is when it's so fucking great to have a safe word. It sounds like me and you.
It does,
doesn't it? Yeah, that's what I fucking thought. Yeah. I thought the listeners were gonna think.
Yeah.
No, that's Todd and fucking
like doing some sort
of. It does. It sounds like you more than me.
Well, yeah.
I sound younger in real life, but it's like an older version of me.
And it's what's strange about it too is that it's also like it. I think it's like a super big fan of the show who's doing like impressions.
By the way, I love picturing it. He's just in his place. He's so mad.
And I don't know why when he throws things, it sounds like a rim shot, but it does. It just maybe it's the acoustics.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I thought it's that. Yeah, but no.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah. He's mad.
What did I want to tell you? I did want to tell you something. It's all good.
Well, you wanted to do the 24-second grabber.
Oh yes, yeah,
that's what you wanted.
Let me take the call. Hold
yeah.
On. Oh, that's right.
Because we were going to this bit. That's how it all started, because the guy at home, he's mad.
Yeah.
He's mad. Okay, he likes when it works. Here's his favorite show. Here's when it works for him.
Yeah.
Jeez, we got this guy, Mike Calhoun. Let me give him, let me actually take this call in there.
Michael. Hey, it's Todd. What's up? We're going to, how are you, by the way?
Been better. Honestly, been better.
Michael, we're going to do the 24 seconds. It's going to be funny. Wish us luck.
No,
we're going to just pre-record them. We're not even going
to. I've been thinking a lot about my contributions to the show and this incredible opportunity that I've sort of brought to you.
By the way, and I apologize for not playing the song you sent in. I'll play it right now so you don't get angry.
Okay.
To George Carlin, by the way, even in this bit, he really did send this in. I guess he's playing the eight stages. This is to George Carlin, Michael Calhoun. Even though it works in the bit, he did send this in. Just follow that. With a letter that we'll read. He said he's adding his sounds. I guess he thinks. And this is, I mean, it's good, but it's.
This is the sound I've been looking for.
He said he added trumpet.
By the way, how funny is it that Michael Calhoun literally sent this in?
It's great. Now you have it.
I have to break character.
That's a good thing. Now you have it.
Wait.
What?
Listen. This guy does this. So pause it. Turn the reverb off. Pause it. So this is a guy. I want to set this up. I don't take for granted everybody listens to every show. This is a guy, Michael Calhoun, comes to the show in Pittsburgh. We throw him into the band last minute. Then in Philadelphia, we put him in the band. He's great. We love his energy. And then the joke is because of Jeremiah Watkins is that he is now saying he's a great egg shaker. He ran up on stage with the Rolling Stones. He got kicked out of there. But we're like, Michael.
Like, it immediately went to his
went
head.
Went to his head.
It went to his
and,
head.
But he's happy, and it's also endearing. But we're like, he doesn't, you know. So now he's like, he goes, Todd, this is my album in a letter. By the way, it's better to break character for this. He sends me a letter getting it. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
He goes, you know, I appreciate what you did for me. Uh-huh. He goes, and he labeled every one, this is called this, this is called that, this is more serious. You know, he goes, but I'd never forget the people that helped me get started. That's why I sent it to you first. and he lays this down.
Yeah, it's a new artist named Michael Calhoun. 40 minutes past the hour.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.